1 o'clock. Let's get the latest, and here's Joel Goldman.
Breaking news, and the Football Association of Wales has announced the death of their manager and former Newcastle United midfielder Gary Speed at the age of 42. Police say there are no suspicious circumstances surrounding his death at home, which they were informed about at just after 7 a.m. this morning. The FA of Wales has released a statement saying, "We extend our sympathies and condolences to the family. We ask that everyone respects the family's privacy at this very sad time." Well, Mick Dennis is the sports writer for The Express, and he's at today's football match at Swansea, where Welsh players are struggling to absorb the news.
I can see Kevin Ratcliffe, the former Welsh captain, just standing in a corner on his own, shaking his head. And here in Wales, at a football ground, people are just bereft and stunned.
Well, in a 20-year playing career, Speed won the English League Championship with Leeds United in 1992 and also played for Newcastle United, Everton, Bolton and Sheffield United. Friends, including former Newcastle United striker Michael Owen, have taken to Twitter with their tributes. Owen says, "Just cannot believe the news regarding Gary Speed. We waved at each other a couple of days ago, dropping our kids off at school. I'm numb." Speed's former Wales teammate Robbie Savage says, "The world has lost a great man." Footballer Gareth Southgate says, "It's tragic news," and former Welsh secretary Peter Hain says he was a Welsh footballing great. So just to confirm once again, the FA Association of Wales has announced the death of their manager and former Newcastle United midfielder Gary Speed at the age of 42.
Metro Radio weather with Hodgson's. It's not just your car that needs to be dependable.
A dry and sunny day today with highs of 10 degrees Celsius. Very windy as well, though. A good start tomorrow, but rain creeping in the afternoon and hanging around until Tuesday. That's the latest on Metro Radio. There's more on Twitter at Metro Radio News.